What I wanted to ask was, you know, Jesus Christ actually told a lady, that a woman who came to ask for blessing, and he actually refused her. You see, so how does that compare, you know, where you say, or
because
another...
That particular person was so wicked. Allah had shown it to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, that your teaching is not, she is not worthy of your teaching. So this is why it was particularly that lady to whom that statement of Jesus Christ applied.
Mm-hmm. My original, which I wanted to ask the original.
Now, again, we infer in our favor from that statement.
Mm-hmm.
And in principle, we are right. Don't confuse the issue. Initially, Jesus Christ was raised for the sake of Israelites. There is no doubt about that from the Holy Quran. Because the Holy Quran mentions, Rasulan ila bani Israel.
Yes.
So this is what we infer from that. For that it's quite good. But I'm also solving another contradiction of the same nature which appears in the first statement of the Holy Quran regarding the incident, the episode of Adam and angels and God, where Iblis also gets into the picture. A statement is very categorical there as well. God addressed the angels, none others. Yet others also got introduced. Then the other statement is also very categorical about Hazrat Moses. He was sent for Bani Israel, not for Pharaoh. Yet he addresses Pharaoh, and Pharaoh also, some of them also accept him. So it is exactly the same case with Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. When Hazrat Masih Maud lays stress on this issue, this fact, that Jesus was not for the whole world, but for only for Israelites, that is what he means. That the main purpose of his coming, like the earlier prophets than him, was to a certain people. And none of them was universal. This is against their universality that we argue.
Right.
We do not argue that it was not possible or it was not meant for anyone else living in the same region to accept him. Or he was categorically barred out. So correct your approach, then there will be no problem.
Right.